Okay, so first of all, Shukar to Eli for again for arranging this Lel Iyun and the Tiyutz for hosting, and together with other people in the community, constantly trying to encourage these forums. So Shukar to all of you and for those who are attending. I wanted to follow the Rav Eli spoke a lot about the consumer end of the Prosper Bowl, okay. More the date, the, you know, who, what, where, and the bottom line is you clearly saw that it's recommended that anyone who has given a loan or has outstanding money, be in a bank account, etc., should write a prosbul, and corporations as well. There are machlokas on these situations, but since, as we'll see, prosbul is not such a difficult thing to do, certainly chetchila it's recommended to do. From the other end, the Rabbanim have been for a while trying to discuss what kind of prosbul should be offered to the community. And basically, the idea of the prosbul is that the loans are handed over to a Beis Din. Just to touch on a little bit more what Rav Eli began speaking about, the concept of, at least according to some Rishonim, Moser Shtaros of the Beis Din is a concept, a Doraisa concept. According to the Tosfos learns that if a person will actually take his loan document and go over to Beis Din and say, here, take it. You collect, it's out of my hands, it's in your hands, you collect it, then there's no issue of shvius, because the issue of shvius is between people. But once, Beis Din as an authority, if I transfer full authority of the loan over to Beis Din, then even midaraisa, the opinion of Tosfos and Rav Eli is that Shemitah's Ksafim would not apply. And what Hillel basically took this idea and kind of streamlined it and made it a little bit easier to do that, instead of actually having to hand over all your, taking out all your bank account information and giving it over to Beis Din, that you could just write a form that you're hereby handing over to Beis Din all your things and to suffice with that. That's according to many Rishonim, that's the basic idea of the prosbul. That was simply streamlining this idea of Moser Shtaros of the Beis Din, instead of actually going through the actual act of giving over the loan and all the documents, we just streamline. And therefore the basic line, the prosbul, is we're basically saying, Mosvani lachem hadayanim, whoever they are, my debts, Shegvenu calls manchir, so that I, henceforth, since it's been handed over to you, I can collect it later on, perhaps as your agent, or something along those lines. According to Mez, as I mentioned, according to many Rishonim, this is works at the time that Shemitah is Drabanan. Therefore, Shemitah is Drabanan, really, Midarais, the loan shouldn't be canceled nowadays, and the guy has to pay. Chacham came ahead and instituted Shemitah Midarais, the same way we have Shemitah's Karka Midarabanan, instituted Shemitah's Ksafin Midarabanan. So the principle is basically sort of undoing this Shemitah's Ksafin Midarabanan and going back to the Doorais, and that's why Hill was able to sort of easily do it, because he's basically reverting to the Ikar Hadin. The Ikar Hadin Plova has to pay, because there's no Shemitah's Ksafin Midarais nowadays. Chachamim instituted Shemitah's Ksafin, and Hillel basically undermine that by reverting, by streamlining the principle, getting back to a situation where you do have to pay, which is basically just taking us back to the Dindarais, and that's sort of the reason. In fact, some actually say that, as we'll see if we get a chance at the very end, that's in fact the Delia of the Shemitah, that if we're writing a principle, the Shemitah's Ksafim was never applied, Midraba, it was never applied. Okay, that's a little bit of a lumdus at the end. But so therefore, clearly, the main idea of this prosbul is that you're handing over this loan to a Beis Din. That's not just to say, sufficient to say, I'm giving you over to a Beis Din, but you have to specify which Beis Din you're giving it over to, and therefore the question has become in the community, which Beis Din should we, who is the Beis Din who's going to be, is it the goyin, whatever, like Mechiras Chometz,
the Beis Din, right? With the text of the thing, can the Beis Din actually take a loan? I have a retirement account.
No. Beis Din is a collection agency. No. Beis Din, it's not being given to Beis Din for their own personal use. But the Shemitah's Ksafim is that I, as a creditor, should no longer pressure the Lova to do it. But Beis Din is not subject to that.
Just
Beis
the rights
is
to enforce the collection.
So basically, if I have no ability to collect it, so basically the loan is sort of gone. But if the loan is given over to Beis Din, and therefore the loan is now collectible and enforceable by Beis Din, so therefore it continues to exist. Okay, so the question is, what kind of, who what, where Beis Din, and that's basically the question, who's going to win? So, as Eli mentioned, principle works only for a loan that was already, for loans that were already given, not for loans that are given after the principle. So if I had to write a principle today, and then tomorrow go and deposit money in the bank, that money would not be included in the principle because it's the principle is anything until that loan didn't exist yet. That's why we drive, delay the principle till the end of Elul. Shuzir, but that's going to Uman, and we'll be so maybe on the flight too. Maybe in Uman they'll have principle forms. Rabbi Nachman, but okay. But in any case, that was a question. The goal is basically to delay it to the end of the year. And I guess practically speaking, what will happen is that on the Erev Rosh Hashanah morning, when everyone is doing Hataras Nedarim, there will also be principal forms there to fill out. And the principal form will basically say, as we mentioned, have a whole bunch of different versions here, but they will have the basic idea that I hereby am transferring my loans to whatever Beis Din, and it has to be signed either by the Beis Din themselves or by witnesses. Or testifying to the fact that you are giving over to a business.
Why don't we do it with the Mitar Thomas? So we all just make an agent and one person takes care of it?
You can, but the difference, the reason we don't do it is because Mechir's Chametz, the actual Mechir itself is very complicated. We want to do this, or we want to do that, and we, you know.
It's simple anyway. So
right. It's about as easy to make a principle as it is to sign up for the Machiras Chametz. So, but yeah, I guess you probably could have a communal amass principle. Possible. Right. So the question is, so that's what I'd like to focus on today. And what time is it, and what time is Rav Daniel supposed to speak?
We said 10 o'clock, but
I'll touch on some of the sources here. As I said, I didn't want to give anything up, but we're not going to have a chance to see them all inside. But at least we have pretty much. I'd like to start with the first source, which is the basic idea of the Gemara. So someone raised a question of, was Hillel's a temporary stopgap measure, or is it an eternal takana? Ibai lehu, ki hitkin Hillel puzbul d'darehu d'takin, o dilma d'arei almanami takin. Did Hillel make the takana of puzbul something which is meant for all generations? That this was, he decided he's basically getting rid of Shemitah's Kesafim by for all generations of Shemitah's puzbul, or he saw in his time there was a problem that people weren't lending, and therefore, he said, look, right now we need to do this principle, but if people will decide that they're being generous, if people were ever to become more generous, and there will be no longer a need to have this measure, then it was not as an institute of Manaf Gemin, a little bit too late. Can a later Beis Din, who perhaps not on the same stature of Hillel, can they override Hillel's Takana? Not to the Gemara's whole discussion. And one of the Gemara says, Tashma, Dama Shmuel. This is an important line. Lo katvinam puzbel ela bebedina de sura over bedina de nahada. A puzbel can be written by the Beis Din of Sura, which is Rav's location, or the Beis Din of Nahada, which is Shmuel's location. Okay? In other words, you need to have the number one or two Beis Din of the generation in order to write the puzbel. Visak dacha dari almanami tukin.
Right,
case by
case basis, in other words.
Right. Or you need to have it done by the most authoritative bezin of the time.
Why?
That's so it's wise, because presumably you need someone who will have the power to uproot the loan. So that's the Gemara says. Visak dacha dari almanami. If you tell me Hillel instituted this idea of puzbul, which basically is uprooting the loan, that he already instituted in his time 2,000 years ago. That he is four generations uprooting the loan, so So why didn't he such a strong Beis Din if basically Hillel's the engine? So if you tell me Hillel just did it for his generation, and then each generation you need the strongest Beis Din that time to undo it, I understand. But if Hillel basically made it to a kind of four generation, he's the engine who basically, he's the powerhouse which is undoing
the
name. Right? Yeah. So then anyway, just sign the forge. But anyone? So Gemara says no. Dilma kitikun Hillel Dariel. Maybe Hillel did in fact do it for generations, but nonetheless, Kagon Beit Din did they? The Gemara says, no, that's not a proof, because maybe in Akanami Hillel did do it for generations, but he wanted it to be in a very, very serious Besdin. So forget about it. But in any case, Shmuel's statement is saying that you can't just have Tom, Dick, and Harry, or Rabbi Tom, Rabbi Dick, and Rabbi Harry. Okay, you have to have a very, very authoritative Besdin to do it. Later on, the Gemara says, this is Dad Nachman of Amud Bet. The next Amra says, Rabban Dibir Ravashi, Ma'asimil Hadade. And Ravashi's Besdin, they were just sort of very, very easily just handed over to each other. If you don't tell Ma'asimil Rav Chiya Bar Abba, perhaps even verbally, Amay Sricha, Amid Yachin, do you need to do any more than this? Amay La Sricha. Right? So, you know, leaving this aura of Shmuel, who makes it sound like it's got to be a very powerful Besdin. And Ravashi's Besdin, they were just very free about it and just give to each other. Avrechim give it to each other. Okay? And then suddenly the Rishonim are all caught in the bind, like, what's going on? Do you need, you know, the number one Besdin, or can you just have three Avrechim, you know, setting up their own Besdin to the Prism? So this was all the Rishonim back and forth. The Sefer Yashar, the Sefer Rabbeinu Tam, calls that there were some Rishon who were basically of the opinion we can't write Puzzle anymore because we don't have such strong Batidin anymore, have this power to uproot money. Okay? And the Samson Rosh, like perhaps the beginning of Rabbeinu Tam himself, was of that opinion. And then he changed his mind that you can, and he basically reduced Shmuel. That's how the Rosh presents it, or even the Sefer Yashar. He says, look, Rabbi Amir, the Rabbi Yossi, we're not quite on the level of Rabbi Shmuel either. Okay? Certainly not Rav Ashi's Talmidim, we're not on the level of Rav Ashi. Okay? So for the Sefer Yashar says, it just means that it can't be Hejotos, but you don't have to be, you know, don't take Shmuel at face value, that it's got to be the number one and number two. Okay? If you look in the Rosh, okay, so you're going to source number three. Rabbi Natan Zakhtab Sevier Shishis Mazman Hazer, against the Vishonim. Vedat of Puzzles Manazeshin and Mumkin for Rabbi Yossi. Vishuv Khazab Rabbi Natan, second line of source number three. Because of Basa Puzzle, Kiamed Lobain and Bezdin Chashuv Shebador. Okay, so he reduces Shmuel, it doesn't have to be the number one or two, but it's got to be a significant Bezdin. Vashna Ravander, Vashi, they have to give to each other. Okay, the Rosh in the second paragraph of source number three. Denies Shmuel, he says, from the fact that we see that the Avreichim give to each other, and other indications of the Gemara, he paskins against Shmuel, and therefore, Rabbi Natan sort of accepted Shmuel, but tried to tone him down a little bit, the Rosh just basically dismissed Shmuel, we don't need to have this Besdin at all, and therefore, basically, any Besdin will do. He quotes the Rif, who didn't quote the Rif, interestingly, does not quote Shmuel. The Rosh understood that to mean that the Rosh Rif understood that we don't paskin like Shmuel, and therefore you don't really need any specific Besdin. Any Besdin would suffice. The Rambam in source number four, however, quoted Shmuel. He does paskin like Shmuel, and he writes in source number four, "Ein kotzim puzbol ela chachamim gedolim biyoser kibe." You have to have a very important Besdin. Kibe is dinu shabbi amir rabatsi shehem ruuin lafkim amam bnei adam, that they have the power to, you know, penalize, take away money. Avashah Bezdin ain't costly, no. So he paskins like Shmuel, okay, and he sort of says like the Rebbe, he doesn't clarify, but he emphasizes the idea that they have the ability to...
That might be a question today, on any Bezdin, almost no Bezdin can actually do that.
Okay, so we'll get to that, okay? All right, then he quotes in Halacha Chav, this Halacha Yud Zayin. Halacha Chav Zayin, he quotes the din of the Talmidei Chachamim, that they can just give to each other, and they don't have to write a proof book. Okay, interesting. Okay, because they says has a very strange lashon. Because they know that Shemitah's Ksav is only the Rabbanan, and therefore since now they should have been, since the Amearas, you know, think that Shemitah's Ksav still applies Midorais, and therefore you have to put on this whole show of Shemitah's Ksav. But there are people who came to the Shir, okay, so they know that Shemitah's Ksav is only the Rabbanan, and therefore you can get rid of it relatively easily. So therefore they didn't have to by the right of puzzle, I just say verbally, I'm giving my loans to you and, you know, Bezdin, hi, 1, 2, my break, I'm thanking 1, 2, 3, and give my loans to you, and with that we finish. Right, the Ravid says, wait, just I don't quite understand. Halacha Yidzai, you tell me you need this you need this very, very strong Bezdin, and Halacha Chavzai, you basically said
whatever.
Okay. So the Ravid raised that question, we'll get that, so we'll come back to it later.
If you do something to write, so you can give away verbally, no?
Maybe not.
So
maybe
if
you have
to write.
Right. So you have
to give him to the base of Mikdash. Just give him to the base of Mikdash, Mihai.
No, that's giving a loan. But here you're looking, trying to have a legal doubt, you're trying to have a lease, so you're trying to have a legal thing. Okay? The Ramban Paskins, the Ramban, again, tries to link this question of whether we pass like Shmuel or not, different perspective. Shmuel elsewhere expressed dissatisfaction with Prozbul. He says, if I had the power, I would have gotten rid of this. You know, I don't like this Prozbul. You know, people are now ignoring Shemitah's Ksafer. If I was strong enough, I would get rid of Prozbul and go back to Shemitah's Ksafer. So Shmuel, who was not so fond of Shemitah's Ksafer in general, so he at least took a hardline approach. He required, at least if you're doing it already, do it right, all right? Whereas Rav Nachman and others, they were of the opinion that, hey, Prozbul is a great idea, all right? If we had the power, I, you know, do it on my own, all right? And therefore, they were, since they were pro, you know, they were pro Prozbul lobbyists, so therefore, they were more willing to do it in very kind of best. And the Ramban, in fact, does lean that way, that we should, again, his basic opinion is that we shouldn't pass him like Shmuel, rather like other Maraim, who are more pro-Prozbul, and therefore he also sees the Rif's opinion that there's no need to, we don't need this very strong Beis Din, any Beis Din can do it. Okay, the Ran, on the other hand, source number 6, says, hey, you know, you have explicit statement of Shmuel, and no one explicitly argues. Though it has a story about the Avreichim Rav Ashi's Beis Medrash, but it doesn't, like, no one officially argues, no one's quoted arguing from Shmuel. And therefore, he does want to follow like Shmuel, like the Rambam. But again, the Ran in source number 6, again, tones down Shmuel a little bit. The Ran towards the end of source number 6. And Mikomakom, Beidina de Rabbi Ami Vavasi Lav Dafka, Elohu Adin Lachol Bez Din Chashav Shebador. Okay, it doesn't have to be quite number 1 and 2, but it's got to be a significant Bez Din. Okay, perhaps the people of Ashi's Beis Medrash were also significant people. Okay, because Rashi was, that was the major, you know, that was the, you know, the flagship yeshiva of the time. So I guess that was in the Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, there's a flagship, up and coming Dayanim. So they're acceptable. Okay, the Meiri, okay, similarly has this idea. Okay, quotes the idea that Shmuel, right? And throws in another point which may be relevant. The Mbesa Bechir, the Meiri, in source number 7, the second half again writes that even Hillel didn't lo, he didn't make it a free for all that any Bezin should do it. Last two lines. El Dafkan the Bezin Chashuv Umumcha Mitzad Chokhma. So it should be a significant Bezin. And interesting, he throws another line. Vishahu Kavua Liyot Shel Bnei Hamachoz Mitnagim Al Pivu Ban Lefanu B'Div. It should be a local area. It should be a local Beis Din that has what to say about the people over here. Okay, that's the Meiri throws in the idea. It should be a Beis Din that has authority of that local area. Okay, it's interesting to compare the Mordechai. The Mordechai in source number 10, okay, quotes that you can even, it's not a local, it's not necessary to give to a local Beis Din. In source number 10, you can even have a Beis Din far away. They can give, say, given to Ploni, Ploni, Demak, Ploni, Firu, Cholki, Mino, Harbe. Okay, even though they're not here, of course, even Romi, right, you can have, you can give it to the Beis Din Romi, and so it's not necessary. But the Miri does mention that it should be a Beis Din that has, the Miri has a preference for a local Beis Din who has authority over the local people. The Sefer Chumos, which is also a Talmud of the Ramban, has a line, it also discusses it. And he, again, he tries to basically accept Shmuel, but tone it down. Okay, but he quotes, he offers a formulation which is very important because that's what made its way into Shulchan Aruch. Okay, Sefer Chumash is a not so well-known Sefer. Okay, very few people have it. But it's quoted, it comes up a lot in the Tur. The Tur quotes him. The Sefer Chumash, the Tur quotes him a lot. Okay? So he quotes the source number 8. He mentions again they should have a significant Beis Din. And then the last, at the end of the first column, Umistabra Shekol Gimel Bekiim Bedin Ubeinyan Prozbul Viyodin Mitzvah Shmita. Any Beis Din which is well versed in the halachas of Prozbul Vimchu Rab Malem Bosa Ha'ir Shehem Darimba. And they are accepted by the local townspeople. Harein ba'osa ha'ir ba'osa zman. Kibedina Dravasi, I door door Vidorshav. Each generation has its leaders. Each generation, where it says that Shmuel Bedoro, Yiftar Bedoro, Kishmuel Bedoro, each generation has its leaders, has its Bezdin, and therefore whatever Bezdin is accepted in that city, and if they're well versed in the Hilchos of Shemitah, that's tantamount to the Bezdin of Ravasi. If they have sway over the local townspeople and they can make whatever takanos, they have the ability to uproot money, that's good enough. And they can eat within Shmuel. Okay? And this formulation is actually makes its way into the Shulchan Aruch, which is jump to source number 12. Okay, source number 12 is the Shulchan Aruch. Pruzbul eno meshamet. Right. Well, once people write a prosbul, the loan is not canceled. The Eino Nechtav El Bezdin Hashuv. Right. The Shulchan Aruch according to the Rambam that he does pass in like Shmuel that you need a Bezdin Hashuv. Danush Dahainu, and here's where he quotes the Sefer Chumos. Shlosha Bikim Bedinu Binyan Prosbul Biyodim Inyan Shmita Bihimchum Rab Maleim Ba'Oso Ha'ir. So the Rambam paskins like the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rambam like Shmuel that you do need a significant Bezdin. But takes the Sefer Truma's tempering of this din, let us know that what's considered a Bezdin Choshev, a Bezdin that is well versed in Hilchos Shemitah, and the town and the people of the city accepted this Bezdin over them. Okay?
Seems like a minimum requirement, not the maximum.
Again, there's a point that you want to have someone that has authority. That's the basic idea. Now, if you can get three avrechim who may even be geniuses, but they're not going to have the authority to institute takanos, to be mafkia mamon, to enforce anything. But if people accept this as a formal bezdin, then it has that authority, and that's what you want for the prosbul. The Ramah and source number 12, v'yesh omrim, the kosim prosbul chol batedim. That's the opinion of the Rosh and the Ramban and the Rashba, which we didn't mention, source number 9, the Tur, who pass in against Shmuel. Okay, they have the whole string of Vishnu who pass in against Shmuel, quoted by the Ramah. And the Ramah writes that you don't need, and therefore writes nearly the Ishlakel Bismarazem. And since nowadays, anyway, Shemitah's Kraft is only the Rabbanon. So it seems we don't have to be so crazy about it. Therefore, the Ramah is willing to follow the lineage, the opinion of the Rosh and the Tur and the Ramban and the Rosh, but we don't pass like Shmuel at all, and any Bezdin will suffice. Okay, he then quotes in Halacha Chaf, he also quotes the Halacha of the Ramah about the Tamid and Chachamim. Okay, and that they don't have to write a prosbul, it's enough to say it. And the Ramah writes, perhaps anybody could say it, so if a person doesn't have a chance to write the prosbul, at least he should say that he's giving it over to whatever Bezdin. Okay, so basically there's a difference between Ashkenazim and Sephardim as far as the Pesach of which Bezdin can, you know, should be selected for the Prosbul. So the Sephardim, following the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch, you need to have a strong Bezdin. Ashkenazim, it's less critical. Okay? Nonetheless, even by Ashkenazim, it's recommended to have a strong Bezdin for a few reasons. First of all, there are those who paskin do paskin like Shmuel. Interesting that the Mabit, right, a fame, you know, from Shemitah, he has a very interesting point. He claims that even if you don't necessarily don't have to have a strong Bezdin, if you follow those other Rishon, the Ramban, Rash, the Tur, etc., that's if they're the only ones around. But if you have a formal, strong Bezdin, and Rabbi Tam, Rabbi Dick, Rabbi Harry decided to open up, that's no good.
Don't Bezdin have to accept it?
What do you mean accept it?
And I'm saying a Bezdin, you are now the collector of this debt.
Not necessarily. And
you take it on.
Again,
before.
According to them, not necessarily, because the Mordechai says you can even have a Bezdin far away. I don't know if they have a chance to notify them. I don't know if you have to. I don't think so. And certainly not. Lemaisa is not done.
They don't have to know about it.
Okay. So the Mabit has an interesting idea that, even though a less significant Bezdin maybe did, but he feels that if there is a strong Bezdin, then you would need to go to them. So therefore, as I said, the Sfaradim should choose a strong Bezdin. Ashkenazim, you can just have three local rabbis, whatever that would be suffice. But I still recommend to have a strong Bezdin. Interesting, what came out of Tfuisa of Shabbat v'Shabbato was a novel suggestion by Rav Rev Makoin, who was Rav Natniel, that the Bagatz a few years ago decided that typically they would use the Rabbanut HaRosh, the chief rabbin, the Beit Din HaGadol, as a principal. But a few years ago, the Bagatz decided that the Beis Din should focus on Gittin v'Kiddushin and should not waste their time on Dinim Mamonos. Okay, I'll leave that for other courts. Because the Beis Din, only Gittin and Kiddushin, or Gittin, I should say, only the Beis Din can do. The secular courts can't do. Right. So since since there's a shortage of dayanim, so rather than having them deal with monetary laws that other courts can deal with, let them focus on what only they can do, because that's what they need it most. And basically the bagats shut the lid on Besdin dealing with any straight momentous issues. So he suggested after that psak, so you can't write a post bill because Beis Din has no power anymore to be mafkia mamon. If a guy has a love or to come to Beis Din can't accept that. They have no form to accept. A love just simply comes. He has a debt document that says clearly, so and so owes me 100,000, owes me 10,000 shekel. Comes to Beis Din, can you please issue a psak that he has to pay so I can go to Hotzal Lapoal and make him pay? Beis Din says, sorry, we can't deal with this. Go over, I have to go, you got to go over to your
Beis Din. They can give you a head.
They can give you a head. So he says, after that, so like, Beis Din doesn't have the power to, so Rav Luz wrote a letter he was going to send back to him, which he passed by me just to look over. So I just, this is a Mechtav Pnimi, okay, it's an unpublished letter. But he writes that he thinks that's not correct. Because the Beis Din deals, unfortunately, within the within the context of divorce, we deal plenty with dinei mamonos, and most of what goes on are the division of property between between the couples, what takes up most of the time and energy, and whatever the Beis Din does issue, is an official psak, and can be, if they decide that the house goes to him, the house goes to him, and can be taken to Hotel Lepoal, the pastor, and he has to pay the ksuba, and she can take that to Hotel Lepoal and can collect the ksuba. So the Beis Din have, so although they're maybe limited as far as dealing
with Hefker, they can have Hefker like that.
But they clearly, they have power to enforce that. If they impose a knas on somebody because he was disrespectful to the court, then again, that can be, so Beis Din certainly does have, more than anyone else.
If it's based on Hefker, then no one can.
Right. But how does that idea solve the issue of Hefker? So that's what the said. So the Lomdus, which I wanted to come back to the very end, there are a few Achronim called Sefer called Metas, also in the Achamun of Kanyevsky. They point out that, as we said, basically Shemitah Kesafim itself is only the Rabbanon, and the idea of Puzbul is basically to undo that Din Rabbanon. And it's more of just some people. So really, you don't really need a strong bit. So you really don't need to be mafkia this specific loan, because he has to pay anyway. And the Shemitah Kesafim, when you make a puzzle, the Shemitah Kesafim is not imposed. Now, to people, it looks strange. Hey, why are you collecting? So for people, for the people's perspective, you want to have a strong Beis Din, and they can say, look, if Beis Din does it, that they can understand. Okay, so for the Hamon Am, we want to have a strong man. That's what I said. And that's why I explains the Steer in the Rambam. Avrechim, who know the whole Lamdus, you don't need the facade of a strong Beis Din. But for the Hamon Am, you need the facade of the facade of a strong Beis Din. In any case, so the question of bottom line, I'm not sure yet what will be done here. Based on the discussion with the FC and whatever, and some of the sources, I did recommend that, I will accept it, that we should probably use the Beis Din in Ashdod, since each area, unfortunately if it comes to Gittin, each is required to go to their local Beis Din, and we are associated with the Beis Din, Yabir, associated with Beis Din in Ashdod, and especially since one of the representatives of Salem is here, I thought that if we want to try to take the strongest Beis Din, who we, as you know, has power over us, okay, as we saw in the Meiri and a few other Rishonim, the Bnei Iram, a recommendation was that we should probably use the Beis Din in Ashdod, right? And since we have a local representative, two groups, right? That the ideal thing would be to the Ashdod, Beis Din Ashdod, with Moshe is a part of. The one flip side, and this is an interesting point which I didn't want to think about till later, there are some who prefer that, but that means you're not going to have in front of them. You're just going to have to say that I'm giving it over remote to that business. Some say you should be given that it should be in front of them themselves. That's why the flip side for Ashkenazim is it better to have a stronger remote, right, Vesnin, or to have a less strong Vesnin, but one that you could actually come to, just get three Dayanim or three Rabbanim sitting, you know, in a row, you know, in a whatever shul and come before them. That becomes that sort of the balance. I actually saw a version from Rav Yashiv here. All right, I'm giving it over to Vesnin, whatever. And if that doesn't work, then I'm giving it over to three people who are
Lichtenstein also apparently had such a nusach.
Right. So that's it. You know, if you want to cover all bases, to have that nusach. But I still think that putting everything
else. Two principles that do that nusach.
Right. So, but putting everything together, if the community will have one principle and not start separating, you know, principle for Ashkenaz and principle for Sephardim. It's certainly better in Ashkenaz. There is a certain advantage of going to strong business. We'll have to see what the final version. But in any case, by the end of the next week or two, week.
Why don't we make like a basis of like the people in the Knesset or something? I'm saying someone actually has the power of a good business. We take three from people.
Right, but you want to say you got to get three from Knesset, well versed in the world of Shulchan, right? So okay, so some questions that Knesset could. Anyway, that was interesting. Yeah, yeah. So someone suggested maybe we should have the Bagats, the Bagats, you know. That might be good. But in any case, all right, so that's basically the. But that's what it seemed to be. That is, ideally there should be a strong Besdin which has authority over the local, area. Though we did see it is possible to have a distant Besdin. And for Ashkenazim, it's not necessary to have a strong Besdin. Any three can serve to make a Besdin for the purpose of Prusbul. Prusbul, the Gemara has an Ajalia, is something. Prus is an arrangement for Buli and Buti, for rich and the poor. Okay? In Greek, the Eben Shoshan just says before Besdin. Before court, that's the pruz bull is pruz is before, and bull is court or authority. So he's bringing it before the authority.
If it's the Rabbanan,
yeah.
Hillel is the Mishnah.
Yeah.
So this is like right after instruction of Bezdin.
Before what? Hillel's in time. Yeah.
So that means at his time it was the Raisa.
Not necessarily. Question with Shemitah, it was a big question whether Shemitah in time second Mitzvah is the Raisa or not. Because if we link it to Yovel, according to many Rishonim, Yovel was not the Raisa even in times of the Beis HaMikdash.
So in the times of the Beis HaMikdash it was something, or we don't know what it was.
Many Rishonim hold that it wasn't, because you need to have Am Yisrael settled in the land. You have to have the whole of Am Yisrael settled in the land.
According to the tribes. Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Even when we have the majority of Jews in Israel next week,
so and towards the end of the second Beis HaMikdash, it became like it wasn't working. So after 500 years,
because
I was going to say, but it was just towards the end, and it was like a few two generations of having the Takana, and 100 generations of no Takana. It's like that's not really a Takana. Most of the time, the second Beis HaMikdash, so 500 years, the Takana was in place. Towards them, it doesn't work.
Mr. Ben Yelp, probably better to push off his shit when I think people have to.
Is anybody here expecting Arba Dalavinim and would not want to come back for a different time?
They just took a fifth to us to leave, so maybe we should just push off with the wheelchair.
Whatever. We're going to have another.
Yeah, I think.